Good morning, good morning, good morning. I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift where shift happens. I appreciate y'all for riding. Appreciate y'all for riding with your girl. We are in the middle of we ain't in the middle of it, but anyway, we're in day four of 2024. We're in day four of 2024, and I hope that we did not start our new year off with New Year's resolutions, which I guess you can say that because we look at resolutions in the form of New Year's goals, the goals for the new year. So hopefully everyone who is listening now, who may catch this on the replay at some point, that you have already put some goals in front of yourself for 2024. And you want to make sure that those goals that you have established are SMART goals. And I'm not going to take any time up with going into what the SMART goals are, because I think you can look that up if you have not already heard it. But to make sure that the goals that you have set in front of you are attainable, that they are measurable, that here I am telling you whatever, that you're very specific about it. And you don't have to have a whole bunch of goals to start off the new year. Let me say that. You don't have to have a whole bunch of goals. Just get something in front of you that you can work towards. Okay? Just get something in front of you that you can work towards. Write it down. I just need something in front of me that I can work towards. Because it gives you, having those things in front of you visible, put them on your mirror, put them at work, wherever, they give you a visible reminder of what you have tasked yourself with this year. And if you stay on task, you will see results, like Portia said. So don't just set out to have a whole page full of things. We create vision boards, we create business plans, we create, again, goals and resolutions, but they get lost in the shuffle. And a lot of times it's because, good morning, Shy, because we've put so much in front of us, and so we're trying to stretch ourselves to accomplish every single thing on that list. You ain't got to have 50 things. And some people, you can have 50 things because that's how you need to challenge yourself. But for some of us, we just need to have at least 4 or 5 good things on the list. Okay? 4 or 5 good things on the list so you can drive it. I know for me, this is weird for some people, but not for me. But for me, I'm starting off this year. It's not something that I've publicized, like in written print, but it's something that I've made a commitment to that I've not done before. Keep a good morning, done a good morning, that I've not done before. And I've started off 2024 wearing a waist trainer. Now, some people may be like, what in the world are you doing with a waist trainer? That's what I was saying. But a waist trainer does a lot of things that I did not give it credit for doing. And not only are you looking at trying to get that waist snatched, but it also helps you with good posture, which good posture also helps with digestion. So it's a lot of things. And there was a time that I was embarrassed and somewhat too proud to say, I'm wearing a waist trainer. And a lot of it was because of my former self as being a former athlete or whatever, used to be in shape, da 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 da. Like to say I'm wearing a waist trainer now felt like to me it was a punch in the gut to even say it. Carlotta, good morning. However, the acknowledgement is that the waist trainer does more than just help you with quote unquote weight loss. It supports weight loss, your weight loss journey. But there are other things. And so I'll say this, don't be embarrassed with what area of your life that you're focusing on training this year. It used to be an embarrassment for me to say I'm training my waist. Like, you ain't got no waist. Have you already? No, baby, it's there, honey. It is there. It is there. And so I say that to repeat and say again what I just said. Don't be embarrassed or ashamed to work on developing and training a specific area of your life. Don't be, if you're training in the area of self-confidence, don't be embarrassed to say that's what you're training. If you are training in self-compassion, or you're training to lose weight, you're training for your career, certain areas, deliverance, forgiveness, there it is, whatever the case may be, don't be afraid to acknowledge the fact that you are training in that area. Because at the end of the day, what are you training for? Who are you training for? Because if you ain't training for other people, then their opinions about what you're training in, it doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying? It absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, does not matter. So yes, I'm wearing it 8 hours a day. Be feeling like I be about to die because I'm not used to it. Once you start a thing, it's going to hurt. So start by working out in the gym. Missed yesterday because I worked. But we did leg day. And baby, you talking about some hurting this morning. Didn't even want to get up. But it's going to be difficult because you got to wrap your mind and your body and your whole life has to get used to whatever you're training. Once you get over that first hump, then you're going to be in there. You're going to get in there. So here's our quote for the day. That was just our little segue in the next 12, 13 minutes that we're going to be talking about. Here's our quote for the day. Never underestimate the power you have to take your life in a new direction. Never underestimate the power that you have to take your life in a new direction. 2024 is a new year, but a lot of people did not start this year with new direction. And it's fine because some people started their process to becoming a better them overall last year. So the new year doesn't necessarily mean you have to stop what you're doing and start completely over on something different. So it's never underestimate the power you have to change your life, to take your life in a new direction. And here is my push for the day. When we look at that, don't run without direction. Tina, good morning. Felicia, good morning. Good morning. Kalo, good morning. Rhonda, good morning. Do not run without direction. Do not run without direction. You are wasting your time. Listen, as I said earlier, good morning, OB. As I said earlier, you don't have to start out 2024 running with a whole bunch of stuff, Shonda. You don't. Whatever you do, take that little lot, whether it's a handful of things that you have, take that and focus on those five things. You don't have to have 20, but whatever you do with those five things, make sure that you are not running without direction. Sanja, good morning. Kim, good morning. Make sure you're not running without direction. You're wasting time. Now you gotta start all the way back over once you run into this roadblock, once you run into this hurdle, once you run into this wall. Tanya, good morning. Once you run into the wall, now you gotta start all the way back over, and you've wasted days, if not months, running somewhere just to be running, and it not be in the direction that you need to be going in. Linda, good morning. Run in the right direction. Don't run without direction, but run with the right direction, in the right way. I truly know that had certain parts of what a few of the five things that I have for this year is I didn't want to even do those things without knowing why I was wanting to do it. Why I wanted to move in that direction. And do I have God's hand? Am I aligned with His will for my life, for this year of my life? Am I aligned? Are these things aligned, not only spiritually, but are they aligned professionally? Are they aligned with what I can get accomplished? Really, in a short term. I got long term goals, but I really don't even focus on long term goals a whole lot, and that's just because they take a long time. That's because they take a long time. So me, I drop a few. Like, again, drop those five short-term goals in there. That's what I focus on, because in the long run, these short-term goals are going to help me accomplish what I foresee happening in the long run. And don't wear yourself out. It's okay to take your life in a new direction. And that's what I'm doing with this waist trainer, working on my posture and my confidence and my waist. And I already have the form. Listen. Some of you already have the form that it takes for where you're trying to go. You already have the form. So I went and got a body contouring a couple weeks ago, right? And I got massaged, I got in the sauna, I got beat with some wood blocks and just whatever. And one of the things that she said was for lack of better words, how moldable my body is. And she messed around and told me, she said, she was massaging my stomach and stuff, and she said, "You got abs under there." Shouldn't have told me that. Somebody say it with me. Shouldn't have told her that. You got abs under there. That means you really don't have a whole lot of work to do. You don't have as much to work on as you think you do. You really don't have it as hard and as difficult as you think you do, because you already have the form. You already have what the foundation there. You just got to work on this other stuff. And so this waist trainer is to help bring into form what's already in existence. Shouldn't have told me that, honey. Man, I've been doing some leg lifts, some leg raises, reverse crunches, been doing some lunges and some, man, listen here, you already have the form. And sometimes that's all the confidence, watch yourself, little girl, sometimes that's all the confidence that you need to jumpstart your motivation is for you to know that you already have in you what it takes. You already have it. You, it's already there. The foundation of what you need is already there. So I want to encourage you who are listening to me this morning that what you need to become, what you need to have, to develop in and grow into this year, you already have. So now all you need to do is discipline yourself and train yourself for the form to retake the form that already exists. And that's what I'm doing. I'm already built for this. I'm already built for strength training. I'm already built. There are things that are already there that I just have to commit and work on, because all of the years of lacking discipline, all of the years of lacking focus, all of the years of lacking the concentration, lacking the resilience, lacking the drive, all of the years that it took you to develop this quote unquote being out of shape, now you just got to work to get back to that form, to get all of this other stuff, this extra stuff that's been added on top, to draw that junk in, to draw it in. And you'll find out, as what I've been told about these waist trainers. Again, this is the first time that I've truly actually worn one, like legitimately 8 hours. Now, there was a time when I used to wear them only when I was working out and training, but now to say I gotta go a whole day with it, feel like I can't breathe. That means you gotta let it out a little bit. But what you're gonna find out is that it is going to cause your fat cells, I guess, what's underneath your skin but sitting above your muscle, to shrink. Burn it, honey, burn it. I want to take it off. I want to be pouring sweat. You understand what I'm saying? But again, it's bringing in, you know, it's just bringing into form what's already there. And I really feel that when we grasp that part, it's not hard to develop direction or to seek direction for how you need to run. Seek direction for how you need to run. So it's a new direction. And don't, again, as the quote said, don't underestimate the power that you have to take your life in a new direction. And sometimes that new direction comes with having to let go of something else. Having to free your hands from quote unquote that other thing. And there is no problem. There's no problem with that. So don't do they make arm trainers? Yes, they call weights dumbbells. Yes. Gotta do some work. You gotta listen, I got you about 2 minutes of cardio. That's it. Everything else, it's gonna be body training or weight training. But you gotta work on them, and it takes time, family. It takes time. So whatever you do, don't be afraid to work on those areas that you'd be ashamed to just let hang out. Just don't be. Anyway, so that's the time that I have for today. Hopefully. Excuse me, I said something to help you as you go through your day. So today's affirmation is what? What's your affirmation? Let me just go and give it to you. This is what we're going to work on today. That's my job, to give it to you, I guess. That's why you logged on, duh. Today I affirm and commit to not running without direction. Today I affirm and commit to not running without direction. If I'm going to be running with it, I'm going to know where I'm going. I am going to have some direction. I'm going to have some instruction. I know which way I'm headed. I know which way I'm going. Again, even the Bible talks about it. You got to write that vision. Have that vision, make it plain, right? So you have, the vision is written, so you have something to run with. I will not run without direction. I'm going to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going to know where I'm going. I'm going to have direction. I'm going to have instruction. I'm not just going to be doing this because I ain't got nothing better to be doing. I'm intentional about where I'm running. I'm getting older. I don't have that much time left in front of me. So I'm going to run with direction. I'm knowing why I'm grinding like I'm grinding. Fix your eyes on it. And whatever you do, don't take your eyes off, especially for folk who don't have a dog in the fight for you, and especially for people who sitting on the porch. Okay? Especially, do not allow your running to be deterred by people who sitting on the porch. If you had to stop every single time the dog was barking on the porch, you would never get anywhere. I'm going to run with direction. End of discussion. Running with direction. I know what I'm after. I've got goals. Not only do I have goals, but I got deadlines. Okay? I got deadlines. So set them deadlines. Set those benchmarks. That's I should say it like that. So deadline signs sound so definitive, and they sound so, we made it sound so negative, but set these benchmarks. Okay? Set benchmarks. So by this date, I want to have this done. By this date, I want to have, these are benchmarks. So when you look back, you can say, I started here. By this date, here I was. This date here was, this date I here was. Again, you got to start off with a whole bunch of stuff, but at least have something in front of you that you can go for. And again, do not run without direction. Do not run without direction. Again, if it's going to be your year of success, make sure it's something that you can measure. All right, beautiful people, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl. Right here on the morning shift until tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Again, don't run without direction. I love y'all. Peace. I'm out.